Manuscript Releases, Volume 13, Numbers 1000 to 1080. MR, Number 1076. Efforts to Proclaim Present Truth to be Increased. Written September 26, 1907, from Sanitarium, California, to Daniels and Palmer, Tacoma Park, Washington, D.C. I have words to speak to you. You must be guarded in your plans, for you are in danger of centralizing. If you should follow your natural dispositions, there would be a tendency to so arrange the publishing work that the majority of our books would bear the imprint of Washington. The danger of such a course compels me to speak. It is not the Lord's plan to centralize largely in any one place. The time has passed when there should be any binding about of the work and confining it to a few places. There are small printing plants to be established and recognized in the southern field and in other places not yet designated. The work of publication is to be developed in new lines and carried as it has never yet been carried. Wherever our large meetings are held, leaflets should be printed reporting the discourses given, and these leaflets should be widely circulated. I have been shown that we are not doing all that we should do for the spread of the knowledge of the present truth. If we will be guided by the Holy Spirit, the Lord will open to us many ways in which the truth may be made to shine brightly before the world. Light has been given me that in connection with our large meetings in cities, we should secure a printing press, small, but one that will do the work required, and that the discourses given should be reported and printed in one form or another and given an extensive circulation. These leaflets can often be sold. This work should be done in Los Angeles, Redlands, and in the southern states. Any plan that would bind about or limit this work is not in the Lord's order. From the light that I have, our people should have a small printing press in Loma Linda, and when the work of holding meetings begins, the discourses could be printed. The blessing of the Lord will attend the placing of these printed discourses in the hands of those who know not the reasons of our faith. Everything that can be devised will be devised to hinder the work to be done in the southern states. Let us not put any hindering hands on those of God's workers who are seeking to accomplish a work for the people in that field. The Lord has laid no such burden as this on any of His people. Let us not devote our talents to hindering the work by our criticisms, but let us seek to advance the work in every line possible. We greatly desire that the donations that shall come in for the work in the South shall be wisely used for the establishment of schools and the erection of meeting houses in the places where they are most urgently needed. No extravagant buildings are to be erected, no extravagant charges made, for this will close the field. Wherever it is possible, facilities should be provided for these schools that the students may learn to care for the sick, to give simple treatments, and to get an understanding of the art of simple, healthful cooking. If this instruction in healthful cooking were given in connection with our schools, it would not be necessary to have many restaurants or so many laborers employed in the work of food manufacture and sale. The blessing of the Lord will rest upon those who learn to prepare healthful foods in a simple manner, and who teach others how to cook healthfully. I have been shown that many who are now employed in our food factories should be out in the field giving instruction to our people in how to cook in a simple and healthful manner. I am sorry that it should be thought necessary to delay the work in some places because of territorial lines, and that it should be considered irregular for the workers to sell books in certain territories where the field is neglected. This has held back the sale of our books. Changes should be made regarding this condition. If territory that is claimed by a certain conference is not faithfully worked for the circulation of our literature, those workers who have a burden for that territory should not be forbidden the privilege of laboring there. Ellen G. White Estate, Washington, D.C., July 19, 1984. Entire letter released.